the mood of our football team. We're excited about the opportunity ahead of us with Buffalo coming in for our home opener. Injuries are part of the game. Very unfortunate. I mean, there's definitely a personal side that any time something happens to one of your members of your football team, and specific to Ryan Grant. I mean, Ryan Grant is exactly the type of individual you want on your team, in your program. The way he goes about his business. I mean, he's a hard-working, tough guy, no nonsense, no excuse individual, and he's a very good teammate. So, the personal angle of Ryan's injury is definitely difficult. But in the big picture, the professional side of it, that you build your football team. We have 61 players here, 53 on the roster, 8 on the practice squad, and we're getting ready for Buffalo. That's our mood. That's our focus.
Ryan has been so durable, 48 straight games. When you and Ted talked about the position on final cutdowns, you decided to go with 2 halfbacks. How much of a role did that play, the fact that this guy never missed games? Were you a little bit uncomfortable with the potential nightmare scenario of losing them? Or?
Well, with the 53-man roster, you keep your best players. We felt we had 3 halfbacks at the 53, so it's unfortunate that he was injured. I understand how durable Ryan was up until last week. It was an unfortunate injury. I mean, he was in a bad position that he couldn't get himself out of. So, not looking back.
Mike, what was the time frame for his? Is he going to be on crutches for a while? What was the time frame? I mean, there was no question that he could come back sometime at the end of the year. Well, what was the discussion like on that?
Well, obviously, if you look at the time frame as far as how much time it took to make the decision, I mean, there was obviously a lot of conversation based on his injuries, and it's always about the player first, his specific medical situation. What we felt was best for him to go ahead and have the operation, and let's get him healthy, and that was the best thing for his career. Now, I mean, there's always a projection. We go through this every week. You're always asking me for time frames on every injury that occurs on my football team. 6 to 8 weeks, 8 to 10 weeks. I mean, every injury is different. So we felt this was the right move in the best interest of our football team.
Are you going to tailor runs for Brandon's abilities, or are you just going to plug him in with the same kind of formations, aiming point plays and all that sort of
thing? We'll really answer the game plan questions that, as we play. I mean, we're going to run our offense, number one. This has not made our job any harder as far as planning, but it is important to utilize your players to their skill set. I think that's I'm stating the obvious. So we'll be smart with the way we use all of our players, no different with Brandon and John and so forth.
Mike, I know you consider Kuna a running back as well, but you're basically one play away from playing a fullback at that position. Is that concerning to you?
Well, I disagree with your the way you view our offense. We play a lot of one back. We have since I've been here. So, John has played one back. Corey can play the one back position. So, the one back position carries fullback and halfback responsibilities, and we're prepared to go forward. So, I don't look at us as one play away from being locked into us playing with a different position at the current position of our offense.
Mike, what was the attractive qualities of Dimitri Nance?
Well, he's actually someone that we were looking at through training camp, and just had a chance to watch him today. I mean, very, very explosive, instinctive, definitely has a very strong, quick lower half. So everything we saw on film, I think, was validated today. So he's a young player, and I think he'll be a good fit for us.
Mike, you listed Clay as limited with the hamstring. Did he have a setback in the game?
Sore. I think that's appropriate for the number of snaps that he played in the game. Not playing in live competition in over 4 weeks. So he's very sore.
When Ryan
when he's going to have his surgery in it?
I do not have a date for you yet. I did not have that official, you know, exact information on the day of the operation and who's doing it.
He possibly could have come back later in the year, or did you think there was not enough time for him to get into good football shape in the playoffs, for instance, or were there other factors involved in, you know, not hearing or carrying the guy for?
It's clearly, I don't want to be redundant here, it's clearly a medical situation, and we felt it was in his best interest to go ahead and have the operation. There's always a projection when you have players coming back from surgery. So you can sit here and say he would have been ready for, you know, the playoffs based on what someone else that went through it in the past. You know, you look at past injuries, but it's all about the individual. It's about the doctor's opinion of the specific injury. So that's why we made the roster move.
Why not wait a bit, see how the rehab goes, and then because you can always put him on IR at any time, right?
I don't want to make light of this, but you know, you meet with medical people 3 days a week, and their expertise is something we rely heavily on. So following the advice of our medical staff is the reason why we made the decision that we did.
Can you talk about the dynamic that Clay brings to the defense? I mean, he didn't play any in the preseason and just had fresh legs and a cool motor last weekend. What he brings?
Well, Clay Matthews is a very talented young player. I think it's very evident in his production coming off his rookie season, but he also plays a premier position in our defense, you know, the outside linebacker position. And we played him in really three positions in the game in Philadelphia, and he was very productive. He played on both the left and right side and also played the position of the rover as far as in the middle. So he has the ability to do everything we ask at a high level, and it was impressive to see him be as productive as he was in week one, you know, especially missing as much time as he has. So he's an exciting young player.
How confident are you that either C.J. Wilson or Jarius Wynn can contribute if you need
them? Well, they're going to be up, so we're looking for those guys to contribute. That's why they're on our 53. You know, we have history with Jarius, and C.J. is definitely he's improving, and I definitely feel he has a lot of good football in front of him. So those guys are getting ready to go for this week.
Mike, any chance on Neil this week?
I'm hopeful. Had a very positive report, on Mike yesterday, but we'll see how he responds. I mean, there's just certain things that they're asking him to do in the rehab that he's not able to do yet to get on the field. That's why, obviously why he didn't practice today. So we're getting Jarius and CJ ready.
Mike, is there any danger when you lose a guy of caliber Grant, that maybe your quarterback, even if he has faith in Brandon, tries to do more or tries to do too much? Is there any of that at all that you have to address
with him? I do not have a concern with that, no.
Can you talk about Buffalo?
Buffalo, I tell you, I very impressive from a personnel standpoint. I think they're built the right way. Start with their special teams. I think it'll be a big challenge for us. Just from you start with their returners and just their base core special team players. Defense, they're going to the 3-4 the first year, and they'll really challenge us on the perimeter. And we expect that going in. And offensively, Chan Gailey, I've always had respect for in his approach to offense. So we'll see how they approach our game, but they're definitely going to challenge us.
Like, you know, you talked about this, you made the change. How hard it was. Bob Sanders is such a nice guy. How hard was that? Now that he's with Buffalo, how hard was that to go through that with him because of how you felt about him personally?
It's very difficult. I've answered the question before. I mean, I think the world of Bob Sanders as a person, and he's a damn good football coach. So it's something that it's part of the business, but it's extremely difficult because there is a personal side of our business. So,
Mike, who's the backup on the lines down on Sunday?
I'm sorry?
Who's the backup right tackle?
Brian.